Lament for Art O'Leara by Eileen Dove Ní Conaill. My steadfast love, when I saw you one day by the market house gable, my eye gave a look, my heart shone out. I fled with you far from friends and home, and I was never sorry. You had parlors painted, rooms decked out, the oven reddened and loaves made up, roasts on spits and cattle slaughtered. I slept and ducked down till noontime came, or later if I liked. My steadfast friend, it comes to my mind that fine spring day, how well your hat looked, with the drawn gold band, the sword silver-hilted, your fine brave hand and menacing prance, and the fearful tremble of treacherous enemies. You were set to ride your slim white-faced steed, and Saxons saluted down to the ground, not from goodwill, but by dint of fear, though you died at their hands, my soul's beloved. My steadfast friend, and when they come home, our little pet Cahor and baby Fáil O'Leara, they will ask at once where I left their father. I will tell them in woe, he is left at Kilnamatter, and they'll call for their father and get no answer. My steadfast friend, I didn't credit your death till your horse came home and her reins on the ground, your heart's blood on her back to the polished saddle where you sat, where you stood. I gave a leap to the door, a second leap to the gate, and a third on your horse. I clapped my hands quickly and started mad running as hard as I could to find you there, dead by a low furze bush, with no pope or bishop, or elegy, or priest, to read a psalm over you, but a spent old woman who spread her cloak corner where your blood streamed from you, and I didn't stop to clean it, but drank it from my palms. My steadfast love, arise, stand up, and come with myself, and I'll have cattle slaughtered, and call fine company, and hurry up the music, and make you up a bed with bright sheets upon it, and fine speckled quilts to bring you out in a sweat where the cold has caught you. My friend and my treasure, many fine made women from Cork of the Sails to Drídhne Tóibhe would bring you great herds and a yellow gold handful, and not sleep in their room on the night of your wake. My friend and my lamb, don't you believe them, nor the scandal you heard, nor the jealous man's gossip, that it's sleeping I want. It was no heavy slumber, but your babies so troubled, and all of them needing to be settled in peace. People of my heart, what woman in Ireland from setting of sun could stretch out beside him and bear him three sucklings and not run wild, losing Art O'Leara, who lies here vanquished since yesterday morning? Long loss, bitter grief, I was not by your side when the bullet was fired, so my right side could take it, or the edge of my shift, till I freed you to the hills, my fine-handed horseman. My sharp, bitter loss, I was not at your back when the powder was fired, so my fine waist could take it, or the edge of my dress, till I let you go free, my gray-eyed rider, ablest of them all. My friend and my treasure trove, an ugly outfit for a warrior, a coffin and a cap on that great-hearted horseman who fished in the rivers and drank in the halls with white-breasted women. My thousand confusions, I have lost the use of you. Ruin and bad cess to you, ugly traitor Morris, who took the man of my house and father of my young ones, a pair walking in the house and a third in my womb, and I doubt that I'll bear it. My friend and beloved, when you left through the gate, you came in again quickly. You kissed both your children, kissed the tips of my fingers. You said, Eileen, stand up and finish with your work lively and swiftly. I'm leaving our home and may never return. I made nothing of this talk, for he spoke often so. My friend and my share, O bright-sworded rider, rise up now. Put on your immaculate fine suit of clothes. Put on your black beaver and pull on your gloves. There above is your whip, and your mare is outside. Take the narrow road eastward where the bushes bend before you, and the stream will narrow for you, and men and women will bow if they have their proper manners, as I doubt they have at present. My love and my beloved, not my people who have died, not my three dead children, nor Big Donal O'Connell, nor Connell drowned in the sea, nor the girl of 26 who went across the ocean allianced with kings. Not all these do I summon, but Art, reaped from his feet last night on the inch of Carraghinima. The brown mare's rider deserted here beside me, no living being near him, but the little black mill women, and to top my thousand troubles, their eyes not even streaming. My friend and my calf, O Art O'Leara, son of Cahor, son of Cadoc, son of Leashock O'Leara, west from the Guertha and east from the Quiltnock where the berries grow, yellow nuts on the branches and masses of apples in their proper season. Need anyone wonder if Ivlira were alight, and Belaha and Guertig, and Gwungon the Holy, or the fine-handed rider who used tire out the hunt as they panted from Granock, and the slim hounds gave up? Alluring-eyed rider, oh, what ailed you last night? For I thought myself when I bought your uniform, the world couldn't kill you. My love and my darling, my love, my bright dove, though I couldn't be with you, nor bring you my people, that's no cause for reproach. For hard-pressed were they all in shuttered rooms and narrowed coffins, in a sleep with no waking. Were it not for the smallpox and the black death and the spotted fever, those rough horse riders would be rattling their reins and making a tumult on their way to your funeral, Art of the Bright Breast. My friend and my calf, a vision and dream was vouchsafed for me last night in Cork, a late hour in bed by myself. Our white mansion had fallen, the Guertha had withered, our slim hounds were silent and no sweet birds, when you were found spent out in the midst of the mountains with no priest or cleric, but an ancient old woman to spread the edge of her cloak. And you stitched to the earth, Art O'Leara, and streams of your blood on the breast of your shirt. My love and my darling, it is well they became you, your stocking, five-ply riding boots to the knee, cornered Caroline hat, and a lively whip on a spirited gelding, many modest, mild maidens admiring behind you. My steadfast love, when you walked through the servile, strong-built towns, the merchants' wives would salute to the ground, knowing well in their hearts a fine bedmate you were, a great front-rider and father of children. Jesus Christ well knows there's no cap upon my skull, nor shift next to my body, nor shoe upon my footsole, nor furniture in my house, nor reins on the brown mare, but I'll spend it on the law. That I'll go across the ocean to argue with the king, and if he won't pay attention, that I'll come back again to the black-blooded savage that took my treasure. My love and my beloved, your corn stacks are standing, your yellow cows milking, your grief upon my heart all Munster couldn't cure, nor the smiths of Ailna Davinian. Till Art O'Leara comes, my grief will not disperse, but cram my heart's core, shut firmly in like a trunk locked up when the key is lost. Women there weeping, stay there where you are, till Art Mac Cahor summons drink with some extra for the poor, ere he enter that school, not for study or for music, but to bear clay and stones.